离教会的使者说，那有神的七灵和七心的说，我知道你的行为，按明你是活的，其实是死的。
And to the angel of the church in Sardis write, he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars says this, I know your deeds, that you have a name, that you are alive, but you are dead.
你要警醒，坚固那剩下将要衰微的，因为我见你的行为在我神面前没有一样是完全的。
Wake up and strengthen the things that remain, which were about to die, for I have not found your deeds completed in the sight of my God.
所以要回想你是怎样领受，怎样听见，又要遵守，并要悔改。若不警醒，我被临到你那里如同贼一样，我几时临到，你也绝不能知道。
Remember therefore what you have received and heard, and keep it and repent. If therefore you will not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what hour I will come upon you.
然而在撒迪，你还有几名是未曾污秽自己衣服的，他要穿白衣与我同行，因为他们是配得过的。
But you have a few people in Sardis who have not soiled their garments, and they will walk with me in white, for they are worthy.
凡得胜的必这样穿白衣，我也必不将生命，我不从生命册上涂抹他的名，且要在我父面前和我父众使者面前认他的名。
He who overcomes shall thus be clothed in white garments, and I will not erase his name from the book of life, and I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
我们再有点简单。
Let us have another simple word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你，这一次你实在借着这一次大会对我们每一个人说话。
Lord, we want to thank you for speaking to us through this conference this week.
我们为这已经说过的话，我们向你感谢。
For the words that have already been spoken, we want to thank you.
但愿你保守这些话。
May you protect and keep these words.
让这些话真是落在好土里。
May these words indeed fall on good soil.
现在我们把下午这段时间也交在你的手里。
We also want to commit the message this afternoon as well.
但愿听见这些话的人
that those who hear these words
能像几个博士一样就不再从原处回去
can be like those wise men, not returning the same way they came.
听我们的祷告
we ask that you hear our prayer.
我们仰望你的祝福
we look forward toward your blessing.
我们仰望你的同在
we look forward to your presence.
我们仰望你给我们一个敞开的天
we look forward to an open heaven.
听我们的祷告
listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名
in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.我们昨天已经看过在启示录二章三章里面的七个教会。
Yesterday we saw in chapters 2 and 3 of Revelation the seven churches.
的确是第一个世纪那个时候的七个教会。
Indeed, these were churches in the first century.
主对他们说话。
The Lord spoke to them.
那我们也知道这七个教会同时也代表教会里面的七个时期。
We also know that these seven churches represent seven eras in the church.
所以它代表预言中的教会的光景。
It represents the prophetic condition of the church.
那前面三个教会已经过去了。
The first three churches have already passed.
然后我们注意到就是推亚推拉、撒迪跟腓拉铁菲还有老底嘉这四个教会都提到主的再来。
And we know that Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea speak of the Lord's return. So they will remain until the Lord's return.
因着这个缘故，我们就找到了主给我们在这些话语背后的教训。
So we saw some teaching behind these churches.
那就是给我们看见教会的道路。
And it shows us the way of the church.
教会是有路的。
Church has a way.
在主回来以前
Before the Lord's return,
有推亚推拉
There is Thyatira.
有沙迪
There is Sardis.
有腓拉铁菲
There's Philadelphia.
也有老底嘉
And there's Laodicea.
那今天主很明显给我们看见腓拉铁菲乃是主所满意的教会
And today, very clearly, the Lord shows that Philadelphia is the church that he has satisfied.
这不是说它是完全了
Not that it is perfect.
没有一个教会是完全的
Not a single church is perfect.
因为我们都是罪人。
Because we are all sinners.
这里给我们看见推亚推拉，腓拉铁菲，因为他是站在得胜的地位上。
Here we see because Philadelphia stands on the ground of victory.
他是有冠冕的。
It has a crown.
而且
And before his enemies, the Lord has said, I have loved you.
然后, 所以我们知道说, 菲勒铁菲的确是教会的道路。
So we know that Philadelphia indeed is the way of the church.
我们愿意走在上面。
We desire when we want to walk this way.
那但是呢，然后呢， 我们也特别注意到， 就是当我们来看菲勒铁菲以前，
But before we see Philadelphia,
因为整个教会都是得胜的。
Because the entire church is victorious.
所以背后的原则是个得胜者的原则。
So the principle behind it is the principle of overcomer.
它的光景,
its condition.
那可以在推亚推拉、在撒迪能够找得到的。
You can find the condition in Thyatira and Sardis.
不过不是那么全面的。
But it is not that complete.
这里一点，那里一点。
It is speckled here and there.
换一句话说,
in other words,
菲勒铁菲这个得胜的情形,
the overcoming condition in Philadelphia,
他乃是接受前面人已经走过的,
it has accepted the footsteps of those who have walked before them.
所以昨天晚上, 昨天我们下午特别看到推亚推拉教会里面的得胜者,
so yesterday we talked about the overcomers in Thyatira.
他们是一切不从耶西别教训的。
They were not of the teaching of Jezebel.
而且也不晓得他们素常所说 撒旦深奥之理的人。
And they did not hold the teaching, the deep things of Satan, as they call them.
结果主告诉他们说, 你们要持守, 你们已经有的, 总要持守,
and, the Lord, and the Lord said, what you have, hold fast until I come.
那今天呢, 我想我们要稍微再进一步往前看。
Today we want to take a step forward.
刚才我们读到了撒迪的教会。
We talked about the church in Sardis.
如果从预言的角度来看撒迪的教会,
if you are to look prophetically through this church of Sardis,
那普通读圣经的人都认为说, 它应该是应验在马丁路德起来改教以后的情形。
Those who study the Bible say that this prophecy was fulfilled after the Reformation of Martin Luther.
这个是大概的应验。
And this is the probable fulfillment of the prophecy.
到底撒迪教会从什么时候开始?
When did the church of Sardis begin?
一般的人都认为应该是从马丁路德开始。
Most people believe it began with Martin Luther.
但是讲到改教, 讲到改革,
when you speak of reformation or recovery,
如果你是站在更正教的角度来写历史的话,
if you are writing history from the viewpoint of Protestants,
当然你觉得马丁路德、加尔文跟Zwingli 慈辉里他们那段历史是最重要的。
Of course you believe that the history of Luther, Calvin, and Zwingli are the most important.
所以他们自然说到这是改革, 这是Reformation。
So naturally they say this is Reformation.
如果大家到德国去,
if you go to Germany,
你有机会, 参观关于马丁路德的古迹,
and you are able to see the history of Martin Luther.
那么他们讲到马丁路德的时候,
When they talk about Martin Luther,
当然他们有些纪念碑啊, 这些东西,
of course they have some memorabilia from him.
那么你当然看到马丁路德,
you see Martin Luther.
可是呢, 你也看到 Peter Waldo, 彼得华度,
but you also see Peter Waldo.
你也看到像, 像英国的, 这个, 像英国的, 像威克利夫一样,
and then you also see Wycliffe,
还有,
from England,
还有在意大利的, 还有一个改革家,
and another reformer from Italy.
所以如果从更正教的角度来看历史的话,
so from the viewpoint of Protestants,
虽然Peter Waldo, 彼得华度是12世纪的人,
even though Peter Waldo is from the 12th century,
在他们的眼光, 他们承认, 那个时候, 他们的确已经对于
In their eyes, they recognized that they already had much contribution to Reformation.
那么读历史的人讲到 Waldenses, 讲到古中的弟兄们的时候,
when the historians speak of the Waldenses,
从远的来说是从第三个世纪就开始了。
If you look back far, it's about starting from the 3rd century.
从近的开始是从 Peter Waldo开始。
The closer beginning is the time of Peter Waldo.
所以这些人他们就称作 Waldenses.
And these people were called the Waldenses.
或者说他是跟随彼得华度的人, 或者说他是古中的人。
Or they were called the followers of Peter Waldo or the brethren in the valley.
那 这个，但是无论如何，你把这个历史已经推到四百年以前去了。
So no matter what, the history is 400 years old.
那这是指着你站在更正教的角度来看历史。
And this is from the viewpoint of Protestants.
但是读历史的人，读教会历史的人。
But those who study church history.
他们有的人不一定从这个角度去看历史。
Some people don't look at from this viewpoint.
所以有的人就认为说，讲到改革的时候。
Some people, when they speak of Reformation,
他们说到第一个改革时期，还有第二个改革时期。
They say that there is the first Reformation and the second Reformation.
而第一个改革是从十二世纪到十六世纪。
They say the first Reformation is from the 12th to the 16th century.
那十六世纪以后，那当然是指着马丁路德这些人来说的。
After the 16th century is when Martin Luther comes.
如果继续的说下去，应该也包括 John Wesley、约翰·威斯利这些人。
And actually, if you were to continue the thought train, then it also encompasses John Wesley.
但如果我们从圣经的角度来看，
But if we were to look at it from the biblical viewpoint,
如果我们以五旬节做标准的话，
If we are to set the standard as the Pentecost,
那么我们可以说，所谓的第一个改革，
The first Reformation,
应该就是恢复的第一波。
It is the first wave.Of revival, the first wave of revival.
然后十六世纪一直到十八世纪或者十九世纪
And then from the 16th to the 18th or 19th century.
那个可以说是恢复的第二波
It is the second wave of recovery.
不过很可惜，恢复这个字被用坏了
But unfortunately, the word recovery has been misused.
所以我们可以重新这样说
Maybe we can say it this way.
从十二世纪到十六世纪
From the 12th to the 16th century.
是回到起初的第一波。
It is the first wave of the beginning, going back to the beginning.
然后呢，从十六世纪一直到十八或者十九世纪
from the 16th to the 18th or 19th century.
我们可以说是回到起初的第二波
It is the second wave of returning to the beginning.
如果我们看见这两波的话
if we see these two waves,
那么很自然，如果你讲到撒迪是指的恢复来说。
If you speak of Sardis being recovery,
那么你就可以从十六世纪就可以去推到第十二世纪
You can go from the 16th century all the way back to the 12th century.
那么这个和我们大家和这个腓立帖书的应验也发生关系的
This has to do with the fulfillment of the prophecy of Philadelphia.
但是我们特别注意到
But we need to pay attention.
像昨天我们讲到谷中的弟兄们
Yesterday we spoke of the brethren in the valley.
讲到 Valdenses,
we spoke of the Valdenses.
我们也讲到合一的弟兄们
We spoke of the unity of the brethren.
所以这段时间大概有四百年的情形
That encompassed about 400 years.
那读历史的人注意到
So historians tell us.
在这一段的恢复主要的是福音书和国度的恢复
In this recovery, the gospels and the kingdom.Were recovered.
到了第二个阶段的时候
On the second stage
马丁路德他们起来的时候
When Martin Luther arose
乃是圣经新约圣经中书信的恢复
Then the epistles in the New Testament were recovered
特别是保罗所启示的真理
Especially the revelation of the truth from Paul
那么头一个阶段
The first stage
从十二世纪到十六世纪
From the 12th to the 16th century
你看见他们注重的是教会的生活
Their emphasis was church life.
而后面第二个阶段，特别是教会的秩序。
The second stage was church order.
所以你可以看见整个的恢复是从教会的生活开始的。
The entire recovery began with the life of the church.
所以他们注意，特别是山上的教训。
So they especially paid attention to the Sermon on the Mount.
有许多神的儿女被吸引来到这个见证。
Many children of God were enticed to come before this testimony.
那在这个见证的面前
，before this testimony，
你看见他们的生活，就敌人都佩服他们。
Their life was even admired by their enemies.
他们真的活出山上教训的情形。
They indeed lived the life of the Sermon on the Mount.
他们也等候主回来。
And they waited for the Lord to return.
他们知道主不久就要回来。
They knew the Lord was going to return soon.
所以从我们今天领会的角度来说
，So from our understanding，
他们是从生活开始的。
They began with life.
他们不讲教会的道理。
They didn't speak of the doctrine of the church.
但是他们已经在那过教会的生活。
But they lived the life of the church.
他们两个人出去传福音。
Two by two, they went out to preach the gospel. And naturally, they broke bread together. And when they broke bread together, they had fellowship one with another. Naturally, they had the body function. Even though they didn't preach much, but they wanted and were willing to follow their Lord. So in this first stage, we can say that there are many people. Many people were drawn. Even though they were simple people. Some were tailors. Some were farmers. Some were potters. Many people of different professions.
但是他们知道,
but they all knew. They were to serve God. They need to understand God's word. Even though they couldn't gather and put all the words together. But they were willing to follow the Lord's word. However the Lord said, I want to obey.
主在那里这么说,
if he said it there, I want to obey there too.
这里跟那里有什么关系?
What's the difference between here and there?
那要等到马丁路德起来以后,
only when Martin Luther arose.
等到加尔文起来以后,
when Calvin arose. They were able to put the pieces together.
他们不止如此,
not only that.
他们真的把这个 保罗的书信为我们完全解开了。They
truly opened up the epistles of Paul to us.
所以就很清楚的有话讲到因信称义。Very
clearly there was the word regarding justification by faith.
在第一个阶段里面,
in the first stage,
他们都相信因信称义,
they indeed believed justification by faith.
但他们里面没有太多的话,
but they didn't have much of the word in them.
乃是到了马丁路德跟加尔文的时候,
but in the time of Martin Luther and Calvin,
这个时候主的话就更多了给他们,
then the word was more abundant.
所以他们就把因信称义放在一个很稳固的根基上面。
So then justification by faith became put on a very firm foundation.
所以我们知道说第一个改革和第二个改革。
So we see the First Reformation and the Second Reformation.
所以我们可以看出来在主在教会里面,
so when we see in the church,
圣灵工作的时候,
when the Holy Spirit is working,
当然马丁路德的工作是主的工作,
of course Martin Luther's work is the work of the Lord.
但是我们叫马丁路德起来改教的时候,
but we know when Martin Luther reformed the church,
你知道背后有一股政治的势力来支持他的,
behind him, he had a political system that sustained him.
那些德国的贵族, 德国的诸侯, 那些德国的君王在背后支持他。
The generals, the noblemen, all of those in Germany were the ones sustaining him.
虽然马丁路德希望能够恢复单纯的教会,
even though Martin Luther wanted to recover the simple church,
他知道说所有蒙恩得救的人才在教会里面。
He knew that all those who believed were those who belonged in the church. He knew that the bread and cup was only for believers.
但是当他起来的时候,
but when he rose up,
因为得着了世界的帮助,
because he received the help of the world,
所以现在从前你只要生在罗马帝国, 你就是罗马教的人。
So if you were born in the Roman Empire, then you belong to the Church of Rome.
现在你只要生在德国, 你就是路德会的人。
And if you are born in Germany, then you will be a Lutheran.
我们知道这是撒迪, 这是主的恢复不错。
It is indeed recovery, but this is Sardis.
但是在这个恢复的背后,
so behind this recovery,
你会听见马丁路德叹一口气。
You can hear Martin Luther sighing.
所以他有一次这样说,
once he said,
他说, 哦, 巴不得有一天,
he said, I wish that one day,
但愿有一天能够来到,
one day would arrive.
就是在看得见的教会里面能找到看不见的教会。
That in the visible church, one day we can find the invisible church.
那个看不见的教会才是真的教会。
That invisible church is the true church.
他所说看得见的教会指的路德会来说的。
When he said, referred to the visible church, that meant the Lutheran church.
这里有信的有不信的。
There are believers and even unbelievers.
有的人不属于这个饼和杯的。
And some were not part of the bread and cup.
所以弟兄姊妹,
but then sisters,
你看见这个恢复,
this recovery,
难怪主, 对他们说,
no wonder the Lord said,
在我神面前没有一样是完全的。
Before God, there is not one thing completed.
为什么呢?
Why?
这是不是说这不是圣灵的工作呢?
Does it mean it is not God's work?
它是圣灵的工作。
Does it mean it's not the Holy Spirit's work?
但是到底马丁路还是人。
Of course, Martin Luther is still human.
和马丁路德站在一起的也是人。
The ones who stood beside Martin Luther are also human.
在主没有回来以前,
Before the Lord returned,
我们每一个人都有肉体的掺杂。
All of us have the blemishes of the flesh.
所以世界很容易进到教会里面来。
So very easily the world enters the church.
所以我们看见有圣灵的工作。
So when we see the work of the Holy Spirit,
也有肉体的工作。
There's also the work of the flesh.
加尔文也是这样。
Same with Calvin.
然后我们的 John Knox 在 Scotland, 在苏格兰也是同样的。
The same thing happened with John Knox in Scotland.
你看见一面有圣灵的工作。
On one hand, you have the work of the Holy Spirit.
你看见苏格兰的人听见福音了。
You know that the Scottish people listened to the gospel.
他们看见福音的理了。
They saw the truth of the gospel.
然后他们用肉体的办法。
But with the flesh, the methods of the flesh.
就把那些修士和修女通通把他们赶走了。
They got rid of all the nuns and so forth.
那弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters.
你看见一面有圣灵的工作, 但是一面有肉体的掺杂。
On one hand, you have the work of the Holy Spirit, but then you also have the encumbrance of the flesh. This happened after the Second Reformation. But if you look at the First Reformation, or if you look back to the first wave, the first true Protestant church,
严格说来不是路德会,
strictly speaking, was not the Lutheran church.
在差不多100年前,
100 years before that, we already said in Czechoslovakia,
在中欧的地方,
in the middle of Europe,
在森林, 一片森林的地方,
in the middle of a forest,
靠近捷克斯拉夫跟波兰的中间, 靠近, Poland的边界,
near the outskirts of Poland,
有一个小的地方叫做Kumwald,
there's a small place called Kumwald.
结果有70个人在一起聚会,
70 people gathered together.
他们因为看见神的旨意,
Because they saw God's will.
虽然看见不像我们今天看见那么多,
Maybe they did not see as much as we see.
但是在教会最黑暗的时候,
But in the darkest ages of the church,
他们能看见这些已经非常宝贵了。
They were able to see it. It was very precious.
而且他们愿意走在其中。
And they wanted to walk in the way.
他们知道走这条路代价是什么代价。
They knew what the price they were to pay.
在那个黑暗的光景中,
In that dark age,
那么你看,你只要想起谷中弟兄们的遭遇,
When you think of what the Valdenses went through,
你就可以想到他们的遭遇,
you would know what they would go through. But for the Lord's sake,
他们非常的刚强站起来,
they stood up firmly and strong.
感谢主,
Thank the Lord.
和他们看见同样真理的,
those who saw the same truth that they saw,
还有一般人,
there was another group.
也是在捷克斯拉夫的南部的,
they were in the southern part of Czechoslovakia.
但是他们觉得要保护他们自己,
but they felt that they needed to protect themselves.
他们就起来拿起武器,
so they took up weapons.
当他们拿起武器对付推亚推拉的时候,
when they took up their weapons to deal against Thyatira,
这些弟兄们良心不平安。
These brothers and sisters, their conscience bothered them. Because if they were to truly follow the Sermon on the Mount, they thought they could not do that.
所以因为这个缘故,
For that reason,
等到时候成熟的时候,
when the time came,
主就兴起了他们,
the Lord rose certain people.
当主兴起他们的时候,
and when the Lord rose them up,
没有力量的人在他们背后,
There was nobody strong behind them.
没有贵族, 没有君王,
there were no dukes. There were no noblemen. There were no arms or weapons.
从人的角度来看,
In the man's point of view,
你看见没有世界的势力,
there was no power from the world.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
就是那么简单的70个人,
these very simple 70 people.
就是他们从圣灵开始,
they began in the forest.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
你看见圣灵能做一个工作,
the Holy Spirit could do a work.
那个工作找不到掺杂的,
this work does have no encumbrance.
当然他们有软弱,
of course they were weak.
他们有失败,
of course they failed.
但如果你把主在他们身上的工作,
but if you were to see the work in their lives,
和在马丁路德、加尔文跟慈惠利身上的工作,
and compare it to Luther, Calvin, and Zwingli,
你看见都是主的工作,
you see it is all God's work.
但是当你回到教会历史,
But when you return to church history, if you are to see what the Holy Spirit is to do, the Philadelphia feature is that if you have a little power, because the church is like the mustard seed.
我们知道说在世界里面,
we know that in the world, the church is but a small flock.
所以就说, 你这中心, 你这小群不要害怕。
Says, do not fear a small flock.
当然这70个人要害怕。
Of course, the 70 would be afraid.
你看整个欧洲都是他们的。
The entire Europe was theirs.
你看见说, 他们怎么样用十字军对待他们的弟兄。
You know how the crusaders dealt with their brothers.
现在没有枪没有炮在他们背后。
And now they don't even have the benefit of weapons and arms.
马丁路德起来改革有人保护他们。
When Martin Luther rose up to reform, he had people protecting him. But these people had nobody to protect them. But the Holy Spirit did. Do you believe the Holy Spirit can do that work?
感谢主弟兄姊妹,
thank the Lord. We don't have to wait till the 19th century.
19th century住在英国做了奇妙的工作。
In the 19th century, the Lord did a mighty work in England.
那是圣灵开始的。
And it began with the Holy Spirit.
没有炮，没有枪。
There were no weapons or arms.
有人告诉我们说,
Some people tell us.
那个工作比改教的工作还要大。
That work was greater than the Reformation.
为什么弟兄姊妹?
Why?
因为这是圣灵的工作。
Because it's the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以当我们读教会历史的时候,
so when we study church history,
我们看到羊群的脚踪,
when we see the footsteps of the flock,
我们也看到圣灵工作那个脚,那个留下来的那个痕迹,
and when we see the marks of the work of the Holy Spirit,
所以我们知道哪里是完全圣灵的工作,
we know where indeed was the entire work of the Holy Spirit.
哪里是更靠近神旨意的。
That is where it's closest to the will of God.
所以我想这一点是非常
That is very clear.
那我们看到, 讲到这个 unity of brethren, 讲到这个合一的弟兄们的时候,
when we speak of unity of brethren,
我们已经讲过了,
we already mentioned.
那么这个整个的故事是最早最早从布拉格开始的。
We know that this story began in Prague.
我们的布拉格是中欧最美丽的城市。
We know that Prague in Central Europe is one of the most beautiful cities.
如果你闭起眼睛,
If you close your eyes,
如果你要选两个城市是欧洲最美丽的,
if you are to choose the most beautiful cities in Europe,
第一当然是罗马,
the first, of course, is Rome.
第二一定是布拉格,
second, absolutely is Prague.
所有去过布拉格的人,
all those who have gone to Prague,
可以说公认说在整个的 Central 这个 Europe, 在整个的中欧, 它是最美丽的一座城,
it is indeed the most beautiful city in Central Europe.
它所以美丽,
the reason it's beautiful,
因为背后有一些的故事,
because there's some stories behind it.
就好像今天你到阿尔卑斯山谷非常的美丽一样。
Especially if you go to the Alps and the valleys, you'll see it so beautiful.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
那些景色虽然所以美丽,
even though the scenery is beautiful,
是因为是经过圣徒的血浇灌过的。
Because it has been scattered with the, sprinkled with the blood of the saints.
Of the martyrs.
Of the martyrs.
那么同样的布拉格也是这样。
And the same thing with Prague.
你看见主纪念, 在布拉格所发生过的故事,
the Lord remembered the story that happened in Prague.
你到了今天到了布拉格, 到他的老城有个广场,
when you go to Prague, you'll see that there's a court,
有square,
a square.
那么在这个广场上面有一个大教堂,
and in this square there's a cathedral.
那么这个大教堂呢, 当初就在, 我们刚才所, 就在这个, 合一的弟兄们起来以前,
before the unity of the brethren began,
你知道那里有个大主教,
there was a great
archbishop.
There's an archbishop.
他的名字叫洛基加拿,
and his name was Rakakana.
那么他是一个大主教,
he was a great archbishop.
但是呢, 他有亮光,
but he had light.
他对于教会, 他有亮光,
to the church, in regards to the church, he had great light.
所以他在那里就释放这些信息。
So he gave many messages.
结果很多人要跟随他,
and many people wanted to follow him.
包括他的侄子, 有一个侄子叫做 Gregory, 他是个裁缝,
and even his nephew called Gregory a tailor.
那么他们非常向往这个福音的, 向往这个他所传的真理,
and they indeed,
他们非常喜欢这个真理,
they indeed liked the truth that was preached.
结果呢, 当他们跟, 当他们说, 那么现在我们看见真理了,
now we've seen the truth,
那我们要走这条路,
and we want to walk the way.
我们到底应该怎么走呢?
How do we walk the way?
没有想到 Rakakana, 因为他爱慕他自己的地位,
but because Rakakana loved his own position,
他明白真理,
he understood the truth,
他也看见真理,
he saw the truth,
但他觉得他没有力量走这条路,
but he felt he didn't have the strength to walk the way.
但是这些跟随的人一定要他带着他们走这条路,
but his followers wanted him to lead them.
你想想看, They
already saw all the difficulties in the church.
100
years before, they already saw it.
他们已经看见了许许多的教会腐败的情绪。
They already saw the failures of the church.
Corruption.
And the corruption of the church.
所以他们觉得主今天一定要做些什么。
So what was the Lord to do?
那么你看见Rocky Khanna一面告诉他们教会今天的光景。
So Rocky Khanna was showing them what the condition of the church was.
但是等到真的他们要起来走路的时候, Rocky Khanna, 大主教他反而退走了。
But before that, they were able to walk, he was such an archbishop that he retreated.
他应该有力量像马丁路德一样。
He should have the strength like a Martin Luther.
他有力量像约翰胡斯一样。
He should have the strength of a John Huss.
但是他软弱了。
But he was weak.
那在这个时候,
At this time,
他就告诉他们说,
he told them,
这条路我不能走,
he said, I can't walk this way.
不过有一个人可以帮助你们,
but one person can help you.
这个人是个农夫,
this person is a farmer.
但是他很有启示,
but he has much revelation.
他一共写了50几本的书,
he wrote over 50 books.
那么根据Rocky Khanna的判断,
according to Rocky Khanna's research or judgment,
这个人你们可以得着他的帮助。
You can be helped by this person.
所以他们就到南部去找到这个人。
So they went to the south and found this person.
但这个弟兄在主面前很有学习。
But this person actually had much, learned much before the Lord.
因为他们的意思就希望这位弟兄能够起来帮助他们, 带领他们。
Their thought was this brother probably could help and lead them.
他的名字叫做柴尔西斯基。
His name was Peter Chalkicki.
那这是非常重要的一个人物。
This is a very important person.
我们讲到合一的弟兄们的时候,
when we speak of the unity of the brethren,
主要是和这位弟兄的启示发生关系。
It has a lot to do with the revelation of this brother.
他的确看见了。
He indeed saw.
但是他不要带领他们。
But he didn't want to lead them.
他觉得只有圣灵能够带领他们。
He felt that only the Holy Spirit could lead them.
所以就在他有生之年,
so during his middle ages,
他就是在他有生之年就在他还活着的时候,
In the days of his life,
他就尽可能地帮助他们。
He tried to help them.
但就是不肯做他们的领袖。
But he refused to be their leader.
但是感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
后来我们刚才所说那个裁缝 Gregory,
when we mentioned Gregory the tailor,
就和一般的弟兄们,
he with a couple of brothers,
他们觉得主给他们看见了教会的亮光。
He felt that he saw the light of the church.
所以他们就到了很
So they went all the way to Kumval near Poland. Very far away from Prague. And courageously they were a testimony for the Lord. We mentioned that the Czech language is very difficult to understand. So very few of his books were translated to English. But if we are to read certain books translated to English, you will be astonished.
你就发现说他们的的确确在查尔斯基
We'll know that Chalkicki,
神的的确确给他一些话,
indeed he received some words.
那他写了一本书是很有名的,
he wrote a very famous book,
叫做信心之网,
it is The Net of Faith.
那这本书里面就是把他所领受的把它写出来,
he actually wrote what he received and felt.
他特别讲到这个, 就好像, 约翰不是网破了吗, 他就补网,
he spoke of John mending the nets.
那结果那个福音的网破掉了,
and the gospel net was broken.
所以他就讲到这个整个信仰的网, 福音的网, 整个信仰的网,
he spoke of the entire net of the gospel.
他告诉我们这个网是怎么破的,
he told us how that gospel net was broken.
他说原来有两条大金鱼啊, 跑到这网里面来了。
He said that there are two whales that came into the net.
那这个故事是发生在第三世纪的时候。
And this story happened in the 3rd century.
其中一条大鲸鱼呢, 就是君士坦丁。
And the first whale was Constantine.
那么还有一条鱼呢, 就是那个时候, 就是那个时候的教皇。
And the second whale was the Pope.
或者说那个时候罗马的监督, 罗马教会的监督。
Or it was actually the bishop of Rome. So we see two big whales. And therefore the net was torn. We know that when John wrote Revelation, when he wrote the epistles, when he wrote the gospels, he wrote it because the gospel net was torn.
那我们的弟兄就在这个时候，他觉得要把那个信心、信仰的网要指明给弟兄们看。
So the brother wanted to show this net to the brothers and sisters.
那他讲了一些的话。
And he said some things.
我想是很长很长的，我们不需要在这里引用他。
And he said many a lot of words that he said.
但是为着帮助年轻的弟兄姊妹。
But to help the younger ones.
我只读其中的一段。
I will read one phrase.
我是一口气把它读完，然后我们的弟兄再把它原英文的再把它读一段。So
I'll read in Chinese, and my brother will read in English.
我们这些人愿意借助神的帮助来寻求恢复起初的样式。我们好像是来到废墟前的一群人，房子已经烧毁倒塌了，现在是试着要找到原来的根基。 但是很多的困难因为在瓦砾中已经长满了各样的草木，而且堆积了许多不相干的杂物。有人误把这些后来加上去的东西当作根基，说这是原来的样子，以至于其他人就以讹传讹，就竟想找出一些新奇的东西。其实这些东西是与真正的根基相距很远，甚至于刚好相反。然而， 若有人真正的要专心寻找，就必开始在根基上有真实的建造，就好像圣殿被毁以后，尼希米和所罗巴伯的建造一样。Thus,
we of the latter day are like after the burning out of a house which has fallen down, making a pile of ruins. Here and there we see by some signs that there stood a chamber before, but everything fell onto the foundation, which buried is grown over by a forest where animals graze and dwell. Who will then find the buried foundation of the burned house that is in ruins and which is deeply covered with debris and the top of which has long since been overgrown by defiant weeds? The whole matter of finding the true foundation is made all the more difficult because these defiant weeds which have sprung upon it are called the true foundation by many. They, pulling to themselves the growth on top of the house ruins, declare, "This is the foundation and the way. All should follow it." And with many of them, we see that their new foundation sinks into soft ground, the floor setting at different levels. This shows the difficulty of finding the true foundation. There are many who would like to dig in order to find the original foundation, in the like manner as Nehemiah, Zerubbabel, and the prophets have done, when after 70 years of their Babylonian captivity, they returned and built the temple of the Lord, which had been burned down by the Edomites.
所以你想在那个时候,
you see that at that time,
我们的弟兄就能看见这样的光,
our brother was able to see such light.
还有许许许多的话叫我们觉得惊讶,
and many other words that astonishes us.
好像有的话到了今天我们明白的,
many times we might understand these words today.
但是在马丁路德前100年,
but before Martin Luther, 100 years,
主就把这些亮光赐给他们,
the Lord shone this light to them.
我们相信是因为主应许他们，主对得胜者的应许。
We believe it is because of the promise of the overcomers.
主对推亚推拉教会中得胜者的应许是,
and the promise to the overcomers in Thyatira,
主要把晨星赐给他们。
He will give them the morning star.
虽然这些人是最简单的人,
even though they are the most simple,
不过是农夫,
they are but farmers.
他不是大学教授,
they are not professors of the university. We know that Martin Luther was a professor. Calvin was a scholar. These are all different people. But thank the Lord. Like an infant, he revealed these things to them. I say it once again. They had nothing. They trusted the Holy Spirit. They trusted what the Lord showed them. To understand the truth of the church, they thought there was no second way. They knew what Babylon was. They knew they had to return to Jerusalem. They knew they had to begin anew. Brothers and sisters, for this reason, So throughout church history, we have returned back to the first wave.
他们没有枪也没有炮,
no weapons or arms.
但是你看见圣灵在他们身上已经开始那个工作,
but the Holy Spirit has begun to work.
那不光这样,
not only that.
以后你看见当他们继续 往前去的时候,
as they kept going forward,
你看见他们持守他们所看见的,
they held steadfast to what they saw.
他们看见说圣经的权威绝对是高过教会的,
they saw that the authority of the scriptures was over the church.
他们觉得他们要回到当使徒教会的当初,
they wanted to return to the simple practice of the apostolic days.
他们没有意思要自己成为一个宗派,
they did not want to form a different sect.
他们要寻找交通,
they wanted to find fellowship.
他们要和所有的人在那里寻一同就交通,
they wanted to have fellowship with everyone.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
他们中间交通这两个字是很重要的字,
this word fellowship was very important to them.
他们要寻找所有弟兄们,
they want to seek out all brothers.
他们曾经打发一些人到整个欧洲去寻找,
they sent out people throughout all of Europe to seek.
他说我们要寻找我们的弟兄,
they said we want to seek our brothers.
如果我们找着他们,
if we can find them,
我们就加入他们,
then we will join them.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, here we see a spirit.
这个灵乃是合一的灵,
this is a spirit of unity.
那不光这样,
not only that,
他们很肯定的, 他们和巴比伦没有关系,
and they declare that they are separate from Babylon.
他们不相信饼和杯祝福过以后变成真的变成主的身体和
they did not agree with transubstantiation.
他们不相信赎罪券,
they did not believe in indulgences.
他们不相信向神父告解,
they did not believe in an auricular confession.
不光这样,
not only that,
他们有一句话,
they had one phrase.
这句话不一定是他们说的,
maybe they didn't say this phrase,
但是他是遵守的,
but they followed this phrase.
他们说在基要的事情上合一,
they said in essentials, unity.
在非基要的事情上自由,
in non-essentials, liberty.
在凡事上相爱,
in all things, love.
他们实行就这样实行的,
and they follow that.
他们有bobbing,
they broke the bread.
他们是邀请所有属神的都有份于他们的桌子,
and they invited all those who were believers to be partakers of the bread and cup.
后来到了100年以后,
so 100 years later,
他们果然找到了马丁路德弟兄这一班弟兄们,
and they encountered the brothers with Martin Luther.
在1532年的时候,
and in 1532,
马丁路德论到他们, 讲到他们的时候,
and when Martin Luther spoke of them,
他说自从使徒以后,
they said,
自从使徒时代以后,
said ever since the times of the apostles,
从来神没有兴起一般人像这般弟兄一样,
there have been no men who's, there have not arose since the times of the apostles any men,
他们的教会是这么靠近使徒时代的教会,
whose churches come nearer to the apostolical doctrine and rites.
所以从这里我们就知道,
no, from here we know,
连马丁路德都惊讶, 都称赞他们,
even Martin Luther was amazed and he praised them.
他们虽然到处被追赶, 到处流荡,
even though they were scattered and they were being persecuted,
所以他们人不会增加的,
they couldn't increase the number.
但到了马丁路德的时候,
but in the time of Martin Luther,
已经是15万人到20万人,
they had over 150 to 200,000 people.
一共有400个聚会点,
400 different points of meeting.
所以我们看见说,
now we see,
这个工作在人来看是就像所罗巴伯的日子一切都是很小很小的,
this time it reminds us that the times of Zerubbabel when the times were very small.
但是我们感谢主,
but we thank the Lord,
神的确与他们同在,
God indeed was with them.
所以这个就是第一个改革时期,
so this is the story that happened in the first Reformation.
那么等到我们真的来到第二个改革的时候,
so when we arrive at the second Reformation,
等到主兴起马丁路德兴起这班弟兄的时候,
when the Lord raised Martin Luther and others,
你看见主在这里有一番的话,
here the Lord has a word.
主特别启示他自己是神的七灵和七星,
here we see he spoke of the seven spirits and the seven stars.
这个七灵乃是生命的灵,
and this seven spirits is,
show me the
is the spirit of life.
所以我们知道对于撒迪教会的光景,
so for the condition of the church of Sardis,
我们的主的眼睛是明亮的,
our Lord's eyes were open.
所以主说那有神的七灵和七星的是这么说的,
he said he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars,
他说我知道你的行为按明你是活的其实是死的,
He says this, I know your deeds, that you have a name that you are alive, but you are dead.
就的名字来讲是活的。
As to name, you're alive.
就的实际来讲是死的。
As to reality, you're dead.
所以这里是有没有实际的问题。
The matter is, do you have the reality?
那不光这样。
Not only that.
他说在我你们我我见你的行为在我神面前没有一样是完全的。
For I have not found your deeds completed in the sight of God.
弟兄姊妹。那怎么办呢如果不完全。
If the deeds are not completed,
他们在哪些上不完全呢
Where are they incomplete?
那主当然兴起得胜者来。
Of course, the Lord raised overcomers.
要叫这些更完全。
So that they can be more complete.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
因这个缘故。
For this reason.
你看见撒迪有一般的得胜者。
There are some overcomers in Sardis.
这一般的得胜者特点在哪里呢
What is their feature?
他们是穿着白衣与主同行的。
They walk with the Lord and are in white garments.
而且他们是配得过与主一同行的。
And they are worthy to walk with the Lord.
他们不只是与主同行。
Not only do they walk with the Lord.
他们乃是披戴基督的。
They are wearing the Lord.
他们因着活在主面前。
They're clothed with the Lord.
所以他们是活的。
So therefore they are alive.
所以他们的实际是活的。
The reality is true.
所以当教会的光景落到不落到死的情形的
时候。So when the condition of the church falls down to death.
你看神的七灵就在那说话了。
You see, the seven spirits are speaking.
圣灵要开始工作。
The Holy Spirit is to work.
圣灵要呼召得胜者。
The Holy Spirit is to call the overcomers.
结果叫这一班人有几名是没有污秽自己衣服的。
So that they have not soiled their garments.
他们不容许肉体来污染他们。
They do not allow the flesh to corrupt them.
他们不容许世界来污染他们。
They don't allow the world to pollute them.
世界能帮助他们。
The world can help them.
枪和炮能够帮助他们。
Weapons and arms can help them.
但他们不肯这样做。
But they don't refuse.
他们要穿白衣与主同行。
They want to wear white garments and walk with the Lord.
因为他们是配得过的。
Because they are worthy.
所以借着这一班人。
So these people.
那些不完全的要变成完全。
Those who are not complete become complete.
所以当我们来读这一段历史的时候。
When we read this part of history.
我们就看到底神在教会中是怎么做的。
We see what the Lord does in the church.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
的确有一般的得胜者。
There are a group of overcomers.
就在马丁路德的时候。
During the time of Martin Luther.
就在慈惠利的时候。
During the time of Zwingli.
尤其是在瑞士那个地方。
Especially in the place of Switzerland.
神兴起了一般的弟兄们。
God raised a group of people.
这一般的弟兄们被称作崇敬的弟兄们。
These people were called the Anabaptists.
那为什么叫做 Anabaptists 就是重新受浸的意思
Why were they called the Anabaptists, those who were rebaptized?
那普通人认为说他们他们的问题在就是他们反对婴儿受浸。
Many people believe that they were against infant baptism.
所以他们要重新受浸。
Therefore, they had to be baptized again.
其实弟兄姊妹，如果你真的明白崇敬派的弟兄们。
But if you really understand the Anabaptists.
你知道他们的 issue, 他们的问题到底在什么地方。
Their issue is this.
我想最好 我要读一我想最好我们如果要明白他们的话。
If we are to understand them.
现在我们用 Philip Sharp 的话有一个历史学家叫做 Philip Sharp。
There was a historian called Philip Sharp.
他写了八本的教会的历史。
He wrote 8 volumes on church history.
那最后一部分就是讲到改革以后的情形。
And the last volume spoke of the Reformation, the things after the Reformation.
他是站在更正教的立场。
And he stood on the ground of Protestant.
所以这个历史可以说是更正教官方的历史。
So this history is based on the history of the Protestant viewpoint.
那么这一班的弟兄们。
These brothers,
在这些改革的人眼光中来看，他们是 radical， 他们是极端分子。
In the eyes of the Protestant, in the eyes of the Reformation, they were radicals.
他们不是异端，他们是极端。
They weren't a heresy; they were radicals.
他们觉得他们跑过头了。
They said that they overran their bounds.
那现在我们要听他怎么说。
Now we have to hear what he said.
到底这一班弟兄他们要做什么
What do they do?
我想很少有人观察像这位弟兄观察的那么清楚的。
And this person, he did his research so much, his judgment was very detailed.
所以我们的弟兄等一下要读一遍英文，用英文读一遍。
Well, our brother will read in English after the Chinese read.
那我大概的把那段用中文的稍微讲一下。
I will read it in Chinese first.
他大概的意思就是说，词汇里呢，它是两面受攻的。那么罗马教是从前面攻。崇敬派呢是从后面攻，罗马教呢是从外面攻，崇敬派呢从里面攻。那么改革家呢是想根据圣经来恢复一个古老的教会，但崇敬派呢想从圣经里建立一个全新的教会。改革家要维持历史的连续性， 从敬拜就要回到使徒的时代，因为中间那一段是离开神旨意的一段。那么简单的来说，改革家认为是人人的教会，你只要住在苏黎世，你就是家里的人。那么所建立的是人人的教会，但崇敬拜弟兄所要的乃是圣徒的教会，这是大概的意思。现在我们请我们的弟兄稍微念一下。那因为他是从更正教的角度来看，所以你听到 radical， 听到极端分子，就是指着崇敬拜的弟兄们说的。
Because Philip Scharf is from the Protestant viewpoint, when he refers to radicals in this, he's talking about the Anabaptists. The Swiss Reformation, like the German, was disturbed and checked by the radical excesses. It was placed between the two fires of Romanism and ultra-Protestantism. It was attacked in the front and rear, from without and from within, by the Romanists on the ground of tradition, by the radicals on the ground of the Bible. The reformers aimed to reform the old church by the Bible. The radicals attempted to build a new church from the Bible. The former maintained the historic continuity. The latter went directly to the apostolic age and ignored the intervening centuries and as an apostasy. The reformers founded a popular state church, including all citizens with their families. The Anabaptists organized on the voluntary principle select congregations of baptized believers separated from the world and from the state.
我想很清楚了。
I think it's very clear.
这里根据 Philip Scharf,
according to Philip Scharf,
你知道这个对，就是他特别讲到是他对付这个罗马教的时候，
when they were dealing with the church in Rome,
你看见是 on the ground of tradition,
it was on the ground of tradition.
但是他对付这些崇敬派的时候，
but when they were dealing with the Anabaptists,
你看见是 on the ground of Bible.
It was on the ground of the Bible.
所以从这里我们就知道。
So we know.
当这一班弟兄们被兴起来的时候。
When these group of brothers and sisters were raised.
他们的症结在什么地方？他们的重点在哪里？
What was their emphasis?
不错，主已经做了奇妙的工作。
Yes, the Lord had done a wonderful work.
但是教会应该和世界分开。
But the church should be separate from the world.
你看这些改革家们，他们是做了一番改革的工作。
These reformers did do a work of reformation.
但是到现在，教会跟世界还是分不开的。
But the church and the world were not separate.
所以他们所要求乃是教会的纯洁。
So what they want was the purity of the church.
他们巴不得教会能够没有沾染世界。
They do not want it to be contaminated with the world.
世界的影响不能进到教会里面。
They did not want the influence of the world into the church.
而教会只是包括那些蒙恩得救的人。
And the church only encompassed those believers.
他们没有讲到历史的连续性。
They did not talk about the connectivity through history.
他们只根据圣经。
They only follow the Bible.
他们要回到圣经的起初去。
They wanted to go back to the origin of the Bible.
所以因着这个缘故。
So for this reason.
既然教会是包括那些蒙恩得救的人。
Since the church encompassed all of those who have been believed.
那么一个人能不能得救是看他能不能相信。
If one is to be saved, it's a matter of belief.
那么根据圣经，就相信才可以受浸。
Only though, according to the Bible, only if you believe can you be baptized.
婴孩他不能受浸。
And therefore, an infant cannot be baptized.
因为他不能相信。
Because it doesn't know how to believe.
所以他们觉得只有信徒才可以相信，才可以受浸。
So they believe that only believers could be baptized.
那因着这个缘故，
for this reason,
结果他们就受逼迫了。
They were persecuted.
然后他们说，你们既然要受浸。
They said, well, if you want to be baptized,
我们就成全你，让你们再进一次。
We will fulfill your will and we'll fulfill your wish and we'll baptize you again.
然后就把他们用麻布袋包好，就把他们丢到河里面去。
And then they put them in bags of sackcloth and threw them into the river.
有很多人在这里为主殉道。
And many of them were martyred for the Lord.
现在他们不是死在罗马教的手里。
Now they did not die at the hands of the Church of Rome.
现在他们是死在改革的人一般的手里。
Now they were dying at the hands of the reformers.
弟兄姊妹，为什么他们能勇敢站起来？
Why were they courageous?
就是我们与教会与世界有什么相干呢？
Because what does the church have to do with this world?
所以弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
这是他们所争执的。
That is what they fought for.
什么时候教会一和世界联合?
Whenever the church joins with the world.
这个就是第三世纪的情形。
That is the condition of the third century. That is the condition of Constantine. When the time of Constantine, there was the Roman Empire. And there was also a universal church in Rome. Now the world has become smaller. Now this world is a German world. And the church is a Lutheran church. Brothers and sisters, all those born in Germany, they are all part of the Lutheran church. Even Martin Luther did not agree. But he had no way to fix it. But these brothers rose up and boldly said that the church and the world cannot marry. The boat can be in the water. But the water cannot be in the boat.
水在船里,
if the water is in the boat will sink. So they use their blood to testify.
弟兄姊妹,
do you see that?
只要是圣灵做的工作,
as long as it's a work of the Holy Spirit, the enemy tries to destroy it.
然后有的用十字军,
some use crusaders. And many people died at the hands of the Church of Rome. They did it for the
word,
for the truth. They did not want to compromise.
其实在他们以前,
but even before them,
在他们所在的地方,
where they were,
已经受了古中弟兄们的影响,
they were already influenced by the Valdenses.
已经受了这个合一弟兄们的影响,
they were influenced by the unity of brethren.
但是不管怎么样,
but no matter what,
你看见吗? 结果主祝福他们, 虽然他们受逼迫,
but even though they were persecuted, the Lord blessed them.
他们发展的速度, 他们发展的速度快得不得了,
they really increased the numbers very quickly.
那么后来逼迫到了瑞士,
and they were persecuted all the way to Switzerland,
到了德国,
to Germany,
到了这个奥地利,
to Austria,
甚至到荷兰这些地方,
even to Holland.
那么不止这个, 不止路德会的人弃绝他们,
not only were they rejected by the Lutherans,
连这个斯惠利他们也弃绝他们,
as well as Zwingli,
罗马教当然也弃绝他们,
as well as the Church of Rome.
结果你看见到处就被人追赶,
and they were persecuted and driven away by many.
有一个人叫Henry Bullinger,
there was one person named Henry Bullinger.
他其实是慈惠利的承继继承人。
He was actually the successor to Zwingli.
他讲到这一班的人时候,
when he spoke of these people,
他说许多人呢都跟着他们，好像他们是，好像他们活着的圣徒一样。
He said that the people were running after them as though they were living saints.
所以可见他们的生活非常有见证。
So of course that their life was full of a testimony.
他们反对他们。
They rejected them.
但是他觉得这些人跟随他们，为什么跟随，一定有吸引他们的地方。
But why there were people chasing after them? It was because something they admired.
因为他们是活的圣徒。
Because they were living saints.
他们活出成圣的光景出来。
They lived a saintly life.
那么慈惠里甚至于讲过这样的话。
And even Zwingli said,
因为当他看见很多人跟随他们的时候,
when he saw that many people chased after them,
那么一点没有错, 没有很短的期间, 很多人就跟随着他们。
And many people started following them.
所以后来慈惠里告诉我们说,
so Zwingli told us,
他是一面对付罗马教, 一面对付这些所谓的极端的分子。
On one hand, he had to deal with the church in Rome. On the other hand, he had to deal with these radicals.
哪一个比较难对付呢?
Who was more difficult to deal with?
他说对付罗马教,
to have to struggle with the church in Rome.
如果你和对付这个极端分子来相比的话,
compared to the struggles with the Anabaptists,
他说the conflict, 他说这个对付罗马教不过像是玩具一样,只是个玩具一样。
The struggle with them was compared to a tub child's play.
现在我们听听他们的敌人怎么说。
Now we let us hear what their enemies said.
不同情, 这个 Anabaptist 他们这么说的。
Those who did not agree with the Anabaptists, what did they say?
他们在1531年的时候,
in 1513,
有一个人叫 Sebastian Franck, 这个人说了这么一句话。
In 1531, Sebastian Franck said,
他说重庆派的人很快的就很多人来跟随他们。
They said the Anabaptists soon gained a large following.
他们所得罪的人都是很认真的人。
drawing many sincere souls
他们向神大发热心,
who had a zeal for God.
他教导他们, 什么也不教导他们, 只教导他们爱, 只教他们相信, 也只教他们, 也只教导他们十字架。
For they taught nothing but love, faith, and the cross.
他们显出谦卑的光景。
They showed themselves humble.
他们受苦的时候那么忍耐。
Patient under much suffering.
他们彼此不柄。
They broke bread with one another.
当作这个他们合一和相爱的凭据。
As an evidence of unity and love.
他们这个彼此帮助。
They helped each other faithfully.
他们称呼彼此做弟兄。
And called each other brothers.
他们死的时候是殉道者。
They died as martyrs.
他们是那么忍耐。
Patient.
那么谦卑。
And humble.
忍受一切的逼迫。
Enduring all persecution.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你看见吗? 这些人不是跟随崇敬派的人。
These are not those who follow Anabaptists.
但是他们能做见证。
But they were able to testify.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
照着圣经的话说。
According to the scripture.
他们是没有污秽自己的衣服。
They did not soil their garments.
他们不让世界污秽他们。
They do not allow the world to soil them.
所以他们穿白衣与主同行。
So they wore a white garment and walked with the Lord.
这个就是崇敬派的故事。
This is the story of the Anabaptists.
如果你今天到美国的话,
if you go to the United States,
有一般人叫做 Mennonite, 门诺会的人就是他们。
There are those, the Mennonites are their descendants.
那这是他们的后裔。
And there are those descendants.
然后比方说像 Amish, 亚美族的人也是他们的后裔。
And the Amish are also their descendants.
这些人不爱世界。
These people do not love the world. They don't want the world.
像亚美族的人根本走得极端了。
The Amish people even go to an extreme.
他们说跟世界不要有任何的连接。
They don't want to have any connection with the world.
所以没有电话的。
So they don't have telephones.
那没有电话的。 因为电话就跟世界连在一起。
Because the telephone connects them to the world.
你要打电话到后面外面去打。
If you want to talk to outside, you go outside and talk.
不用电, 不用电,
they don't have any electricity.
世界的东西。
Electricity is of the world.
但是他们的马车呢?
And their carriages.
这个背后有电池的。
But behind their carriages, they have batteries.
那么还有他们用了其他的东西。
And they use other things.
他是只要能够跟世界不联合就好了。
As long as we're not connected to the world, that's fine.
他们不用车子的。
They don't drive cars.
所以他们年轻人跑不远的。
So their young people don't go far away.
他们爱的世界不会跑到纽约去的。
They don't go to New York.
所以弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
虽然他们是极端,
even though they're extreme,
但是你明白吗?
But do you understand?
这些人是不让世界来污染他们。
They do not allow the world to soil them.
这些人是未有几名是未曾污秽自己衣服的。
And they do not allow their garments to be soiled.
所以感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
是借助这一般的得胜者,
through these overcomers,
你看见没有?
Do you see
现在本来不完全的,
that? Before there's not complete,
现在教会能够得着洁净,
now they can, the church can be cleansed.
十字架能够除去世界,
the cross can do away with the world.
十字架能把世界远远丢在背后,
the cross can throw the world way, way behind
弟兄姊妹,
us.
什么是教会呢?
What is the church?
教会与世界是没有相干的。
The church has nothing to do with the world.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
这就是 Anabaptist, 就是他们的见证。
That is a testimony of the Anabaptists.
但是不止这样。
But not only that.
你看见吗? 主对他们说,
the Lord also said,
按着你的名, 按你的行, 按着你的名是活的, 其实是死的。
That your name is alive, but you are dead.
什么是名呢?
What is the name?
你看马丁路德起来讲, 因信称义。
Martin Luther rose up to say justification by faith.
如果因信称义的话,
if you are justified by faith,
每一个人都应该结出成圣的果子才对。
Everybody has to bear fruit.
这就是我们早晨今天我们弟兄所说的。
That is what our brother mentioned this morning.
当你看见那个十二码, 罗马福音十二, 罗马书十二章那个身体, 一个身体的时候,
when you see that one body found in Romans 12,
我们要看见前面有罗马书第五章, 一直到第五章一直到第八章,
there is Romans 5 through 8.
所以弟兄姊妹, 你看见吗? 因着这个缘故,
for this reason,
你看见说这里有一般的人,
there is this group of people,
他们, 他这个不光是按照名来讲是因信称义。
Not only in name do they believe in justification by faith.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
现在问题他们有没有结出成圣的果子?
Did they actually bear the fruit?
成圣的果子就是从罗马书第五章一直到第八章。
That fruit comes from Romans 5 through 8.
所以虽然他们有了这个东西,
even though they have this thing,
感谢主, 这是了不起,
this is a tremendous thing.
因信称义是个太大的福音真理。
Justification by faith is such a great gospel truth.
但是慢慢地变成教训了。
But slowly it became a teaching. It became a doctrine.
所以就按着名字来讲,它是活的,
by name, it's alive.
但是其实是死的,
but it's actually dead. Did they live through justification by faith? If you are justified by faith, you can stand before the Lord and you can walk with Him. But why can't you walk with Him? Thank the Lord. We have to thank the Lord for Martin Luther seeing justification by faith. But here's a difficulty. Even Martin Luther confessed. He also spoke of another truth. He said that all believers are priests.
This is universal.
This is universal priesthood.
So it's
very
clear.
How many people were bought with the precious blood of
the Lord?
And the Martin Luther told us they are priests. And they can serve God. But brothers and sisters, where is the reality? If everyone is a priest, and every member is moving, this body should be alive. But if only part of this body is moving, then it is a paralyzed body. After 100 years after the Reformation, yes, every Sunday they spoke on justification by faith. They can say everyone is a priest.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but if everyone is a priest, then the Lutheran church is the body. And the body should move. So every time you go to church on Sunday, only certain members would move. Others would not move.
弟兄姊妹, 按着名是活的, 其实是死的,
in name they are alive, but they are actually dead.
不光这样,
not only that.
按着名来讲, 这是基督的教会,
as to the name, it is the church of Christ.
但是就的实际来说,
but as to reality,
怎么会跑到这,怎么又不信的人在里面呢?
How do you have unbelievers in there?
弟兄姊妹,
even Martin Luther thought it was not good.
他说, oh, 巴不得有一天,
he says, oh, one day,
在看得见教会里面能有个看不见的教会,
I want to see the invisible church in the visible church.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
他的梦实现了,
his dream was fulfilled.
为什么?
Why?
因为就在路德会里面,
in the Lutheran church,
神兴起了一般的弟兄们,
God raised a group of people.
这就是敬虔派的弟兄们,
those were the pietists.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, when the pietists rose up, they saw that the word of God not only taught them, but they also felt the word was to change them. The word was not only truth, but it is also the way and the life.
那不光这样,
not only that.
所以因着这个缘故,
for this reason,
他们一家人,
they opened up their homes. And all of them gathered together as a family.
在一起读圣经,
they read the Bible
在一起祷告,
together. They prayed together.
他们也凭信心过生活,
and they lived a life of faith.
他们办孤儿院,
and they had orphanages.
那么他们不向人募捐, 他们就凭信心叫他们能够有这些孤儿院。
And by faith, they didn't ask for money. They established these orphanages.
我们的弟兄会中间不是有一个叫 George Mueller 吗?
We know that among the brethren, do we not know George Mueller?
他为什么会办孤儿院呢?
Why did George Mueller have orphanages?
就是他回到德国的时候。
Because it was when he returned to Germany.
就是碰到这一般的弟兄们。
He met these brothers.
所以我们要记得。
So let us remember.
就在那个时候,
during that time,
100
years after the Reformation, God raised up all these different meetings.
他们在一起祷告,
they prayed together. And when they read the Bible, everybody was able to share with
them.
So when they met that way, all the members were moving. Didn't Martin Luther say everyone's a priest? That is a theory. That is what you can say in university. But what is the church of God? The world needs to see it. So when they gathered together, some were not Lutherans. They said, we are brothers. Now do you see?
马丁路德不是希望在看得见教会里面有个看不见的吗?
Didn't Martin Luther want to see the invisible in the visible?
所以你看这些弟兄姊妹,
so these brothers and sisters,
又往前退一步了,
they went forward again.
好像改革人,
as if the reformers were left outside.
好像没有那个实际,
as if they did not have the reality.
是这些人叫整个路德会复兴起来了。
And it is this group of people that revived the Lutheran Church.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, now do you see?
他们没有让虚假来污秽他们自己的衣服。
They did not allow the falsehood to soil their garment.
什么叫虚假呢?
What is falsehood?
就是外面是一样,里面是另外一样。
It is outside it's something, and then inside it's different.
上午做礼拜,下午打麻将。
In the morning, they go to church, and in the afternoon, they play poker.
这个叫什么?
What does that mean?
这个就是假冒为善弟兄姊妹。
That means a counterfeit.
但是感谢主弟兄姊妹。
But thank the Lord.
他们接受马丁路德所看见的。
What they said, they saw what Martin Luther saw.
但是他们要活出那个光景出来。
But they want to live the reality.
感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord.
你看这些人有几个人没有污秽他自己衣服的。
They did not soil their garments.
他们要穿白衣与主同行。
They are to walk with the Lord in their white garments.
感谢主。 主就是借助这一般人,
and through these brothers,
你觉得稀奇得很啊,
it was very amazing.
叫整个的教会活过来了,
the entire church revived.
他们读圣经,
they read the Bible.
是用心来读圣经,
they read it within their hearts.
不是在头脑读圣经,
not with their minds.
这些大学里面什么都是头脑的,
in the university, everything is with your mind.
在教室里面什么都是头脑的,
everything in the classroom is with their mind.
头脑可以很大,
the mind might be great.
生活没有的,
but no life.
我们知道, 这个我们知道有一个大学的教授,
we know a university professor.
他非常明白新约圣经,
he understood the New Testament.
这个人名叫 John Bengel.
His name was John Bengel.
他的学问叫学生非常的佩服,
and his teaching was admired by students.
他的圣经大家没有话说,
and nobody could complain about his understanding
但是呢,
of the Bible.
大家觉得很稀奇, 为什么他能过很敬虔的生活?
But people were wondering, how could he live such a pious
他的生活叫人佩服的,
life?
他的生活叫人佩服的,
people admired his life.
所以有一个学生很顽皮, 就偷偷就跑到他的书房里面去。
So a student actually secretly went and climbed into his room.
就藏在一个角落,
and hid in a corner.
就看他怎么读圣经,
and wanted to see how he read the Bible.
你知道一个读圣经如果是学着scholar的话,
so if you're a scholar,
他一定很多computer, 很多电脑和这个,
of course you must have many concordances and many computers.
原文怎么说, 这个怎么说, 这个怎么说,
compared to the original text, etc.
然后他看见他老师把圣经打开,
and he saw his teacher open up the Bible.
他有一个祷告,
and he prayed.
他说主耶稣啊,
he said, Lord,
我们又是一次欢聚,
once again, we have a happy reunion.
你看见我们又老在一起了,
we are together again.
他是借助主的话,
he used the word of God.
能够穿着白衣与主同行,
you can wear the white garment and walk with the Lord.
难怪他是活的弟兄,
no wonder he is alive.
不光这样,
not only that,
我不知道在这班读圣经的里面,
among those who study the Bible,
还有一个人叫Matthew Henry,
there's another one called Matthew Henry.
他写了一套的圣经的注解,
he wrote a set of commentaries.
这一套圣经注解为什么后来变成很有名呢?
Why did it become a very famous commentary?
因为另外一个很有名的人叫做George Whitefield, 就是怀特菲弟兄,
because another brother called George Whitefield,
他是跪着读那个整个的圣经注解,
because George Whitefield read the entire commentary on his knees.
从第一个字读到最后一个字,
from the first word to the last word.
所以现在这一套就变得很有名了,
so then this commentary became very famous.
你如果读这一套的注解的话,
if you read this commentary,
你看见亨利马太当他解释圣经的时候,
when Matthew Henry exposes the Bible,
他很少讲道理的,
he very rarely speaks of doctrine.
他都是用在我们的生活上,
it is all more life.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
后来你看见说, 等到 John Wesley起来有一套圣经注解的时候,
so when John Wesley had a couple commentaries,
那他的旧约就是用亨利马太的,
he used the, in the Old Testament he used Matthew Henry's,
然后新约就是用刚才所讲 John Bengel的,
and knew the New Testament he used John Bengel's.
所以现在你就知道,
so now you know,
虽然这些德国人,
even though these German people,
虽然这个是敬虔派的人,
even though they are pietists,
那不知不觉的就影响了 John Wesley,
and they, unbeknownst to John Wesley, they influenced him.
不光如此,
not only that,
后来你看见受影响的还有四不真,
And Spurgeon was influenced by that.
后来还有被影响的就是 Campbell Morgan.
Campbell Morgan was influenced by that.
今天很多人读圣经就是从那条线下来的。
And many who read the Bible, study the Bible, follow that line.
因为他们用心来读圣经。
Because they read the Bible with their hearts.
当星星道夫六岁的时候。
When Zinzendorf was six,
因为他就是敬虔派家庭长大的。
Because he grew up in a pietist family.
他住在古堡里面。
He lived in a castle.
所以每天他就写一封情书给主耶稣。
So every day he would write a love letter to the Lord.
然后他写好了以后就把它从窗外就丢出去。
And every time he finished his love letter, he would throw the letter out of the window.
他就祷告主耶稣说。
And he would pray to the Lord.
主啊，求你差遣天使把那个书，把那个信接住。
Lord, send your angels to get that letter.
这是我今天给你写的信。
This is the letter that I'm writing to you today.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters, do you see that?
当那100年大家都用头脑来读圣经的时候,
in those 100 years when everybody is reading the Bible with their minds,
当有人把教会要变成神学院的时候,
when they wanted to turn the church into seminary,
那些话都是对的,
all those words are right.
难处在哪里?
What was the difficulty?
实际在哪里?
Where's the reality?
你可以讲很多因信称义,
you can speak of justification by faith.
你可以讲人人都是祭司,
you can say universal priesthood.
生活在哪里?
But where's the life?
你说教会是基督的身体,
you say the church is the body of Christ, but it is paralyzed on the bed. Why only certain members are moving?
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在你看见吗?
Do you see that? This is a group of overcomers. Risen, the Lord raised them. Do not allow the counterfeits to soil their garments.
现在完全了,弟兄姊妹,你看见吗?
Do you see it's complete?
本来没有生命,
before, no life, now life.
本来只有名字,
before, only name, now reality.
这就是主在撒迪教会所做的事。
This is what the Lord did in Sardis.
那不止这样,
not only that.
你看见没有? 当教会真的像撒迪教会的光景的时候,
when the church was indeed, is indeed in the condition of Sardis,
你看慢慢慢一切都是外面的。
Everything is external.
实在说来, 跟随加尔文的人,
actually, those following Calvin,
就着教会的次序来说,
as to the order of the church,
那的的确确他比马丁路德更进一步。
Indeed, he is more advanced than Martin Luther.
马丁路德觉得圣经没有禁止的, 我们还是可以有。
Martin Luther said that anything that the Bible does not prohibit, we can still have.
不, 但是这个加尔文不是。
But Calvin was not like that.
所以他什么都非常的单纯。
So everything with Calvin was very simple.
他甚至走得极端了。
He even went to an extreme.
连唱诗也不能唱。
He says, we can't sing hymns.
如果你要唱诗的话,
if you are to sing a hymn,
你只能够在圣经中的诗篇。
You can only sing from the Psalms in the Bible.
我们有一个写诗的人帮助我们很多。
There was a hymn writer who helped us much.
就是 Horatius Bonar 这个地方。
And it's Horatius Bonar.
他是长老会的人。
He was an elder in the Presbyterian.
Yeah, 长老会就是跟随加尔文这一班人。
And the Presbyterians followed Calvin.
他写了很多诗歌。
He wrote many hymns.
结果所有地方的弟兄姊妹都唱他的诗歌。
And brothers and sisters from everywhere sang his hymns.
只有他的礼拜堂不唱的。
But only those in his congregation did not sing.
你看见没有? 这证明说加尔文的的确确是照着他要照着圣经的榜样来做。
So indeed, Calvin wanted to follow the example of the Bible.
但是弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
不管你怎么做,
no matter what you do,
你慢慢看见说, 最后还是外面的形式。
At the very end is an external thing.
外面一个制度。
It is a, or is a structure or institution.
来到聚会里面,
and when you come into the church, there are some programs.
有一些有这些东西的,
there are things.
所以弟兄姊妹,这些外面的东西,慢慢慢慢就跑到外面了。
So these are all external.
从前在罗马天主教里面,
in the Roman Catholic Church,
有外面的东西,
there was external things.
有大教堂,
there is a great cathedral.
那么到处都有偶像,
and there are many idols.
现在偶像打掉了,
now the idols are gone.
还是那个教堂,
but it's still the same cathedral.
现在很多东西没有了,
many things are gone.
现在没有,现在,但是呢, 现在这个,但是现在一切还是有秩序的。
But there is still an order.
你敬拜的时候,你要知道怎么敬拜。
When you worship, you need to worship a certain way.
所以弟兄姊妹, 现在你看见吗?那个宗教的东西,
the religious things,
犹太教的东西,
the Jew, things, Jewish things,
慢慢慢慢进到教会里面来,
enter slowly into the church.
虽然大家把许多巴比伦的东西已经打掉了,不要了。
Even though many things from Babylon have been gotten rid of,
但是现在你看见说, 现在人的感觉是从前我到罗马教去望弥撒。
Well, man's thoughts now is before I would go to the Church of Rome for the Mass.
现在呢, 我是去听道去,
but now I go hear a message.
从前最要紧的是弥撒,
the most important thing before was the Mass.
现在最要紧是听道,
but now the most important thing is to hear a message.
你来了你就被动就可以了,
so as long as you come and you're touched,
你一切都是照着程序来做的,
everything you're passive because it's by the program.
所以弟兄姊妹, 按, 所以因着这个缘故,
for this reason,
教会是教会,
the church is the church.
按着名来讲是教会,
in name, it's the church.
但是实际来说,
but in reality,
教会应该是基督的身体,
the church is the body of Christ.
基督的身体应该是充满生命的,
the church should be full of life.
你看见人进不来的,
man cannot come in.
你看tradition, 传统进不来的,
because traditions cannot come in.
但是弟兄姊妹, 你看见吗?
Brothers and sisters,
到了一个时候, 教会有一种的光景,
the church arrived at a certain condition.
结果有一般的弟兄们,
certain brothers and sisters,
他们被主兴起来,
they were raised up by God.
为什么?
Because they said enough. They are seeking for life. They want to have fellowship with the Lord.
他访问了很多很多又大又高的礼拜堂。They
visited many cathedrals.
很华丽的建筑,
many luxury edifices.
但是找不到答案,
but they couldn't find an answer.
这个人名字叫做 George Fox, 约翰胡, George, 乔治胡斯,
and his name was George Fox.
我们知道他是贵格会的发起人。
We know that he was the originator of Quakers.
现在讲的贵格,
when we speak of Quakers today, we only think of Quaker Oats.
因为贵格麦片实在太有名了,
because Quaker Oats is very famous.
不要忘记贵格麦片为什么有名啊?
Why is Quaker Oats famous?
和贵格的故事很有关系,
has a lot to do with the Quakers.
不过今天没有时间讲这个故事,
so we're not going to tell the story today.
那我们注意注重在教会,
we want to pay attention to the church.
那么这般弟兄被主兴起来,
so these brethren were raised up.
那就是贵格会的弟兄们,
and these were the Quakers.
那弟兄姊妹我们要记得,
we have to remember,
这个这般弟兄们被主兴起来以后,
that after these brothers were raised up,
那么主在他们身上, 做些什么样的工作呢?
What did the Lord do in their lives?
为什么主兴起他们呢?
Why did the Lord raise them?
主兴起他们是有原因的,
there is a reason.
因为当撒迪, 变成只是外面的东西, structure,
because when Sardis became just an external structure,
变成宗教的时候,
when it became a religion,
所以你要靠近神的话, 亲近神的话,
if you are to draw nigh to God,
你需要有外面的凭借,
you have to have something external.
这个礼拜堂的建筑要越高越好,
the greater the structure of the building, the better.
你一进到礼拜堂, 你就觉得神是高高在上,
so when you enter into the cathedral, you will see that the Lord is high up.
你需要有很多的program, 很多的程序来帮助你的,
and you have to have many programs to help you.
所以就证明说我们这个人不是活的,
it shows that we are not alive.
我们像一个旗子一样, 你怎么摆就怎么摆,
it's just like a flag, wherever you put it, that's how you are.
我在家里是活的,
at home I'm alive.
但是我在礼拜堂就变成一个旗子了,
but in the church I'm a chess piece.
你怎么摆就怎么摆就可以了,
you're a chess piece and can be put wherever.
所以这般弟兄们,
so these brothers,
他们被主兴起来,
they were raised by the Lord. They had one discovery. They felt that they could follow the Lord with an inward leading. They said this inward leading was an inward light.
Inner light. 而这个光,
and this inner light is indeed the light of life. Because the life is in us. And of course this life has light. But they did not see very clearly at the beginning. Their gospel wasn't very clear to them. But they lived before the Lord. And they indeed wore a white garment and walked with the Lord. They did not allow the religious things to contaminate them. They felt that one who really entered into the Spirit, maybe they didn't use that word.
他说里面有一个 inner light.
They said that there was an inner light.
所以你就照着生命的引, 照着那个引导就是,
so you just have to follow that light.
所以因着这个缘故,
for that reason,
他们反对所有外面的一切,
they rejected everything external.
他们觉得教会应该都是里面的, 不应该是外面的,
they felt that the church, everything had to be internal, not external.
所以他们聚会的时候没有又高又大的房子,
so when they gathered together, they didn't have a big structure.
因为你照着圣灵的引导,
because you follow the Holy Spirit,
你哪里都可以聚会,
you can meet anywhere,
哪里都是天堂,
Everywhere is heaven. So anywhere is the presence of the Lord.
所以他觉得有外面, 这个不重要。
So they didn't feel it was important to have an external structure. And when they gathered together, they didn't have a program. They asked the Holy Spirit to lead them. They felt maybe these are mystics. Because the mystics had communion with the Lord.
这些人所讲的是 collective mysticism.
But these were talking about collective mysticism. It's a collective mysticism.
其实弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters, the church life should be such. If the Holy Spirit is working, if you understand accepting the leading
或有诗歌,
of the Holy Spirit,
或有诗歌, 或有祷告,
or through a hymn or through a prayer, you can rise up and speak. You can give your portion.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
从我们今天的光来说,
from the light that received today,
他们所争的是什么?
What were they fighting for?
他们所争的是圣灵的主权。
They were fighting for the authority of the Holy Spirit.
那弟兄姊妹, 今天什么是教会?
What is the church?
教会到底圣灵有没有主权?
Does the Holy Spirit have his authority in the church?
那我现在我们要问,
we have to ask.
因为在普通的聚会里面,
in a normal meeting,
你觉得聚会都有 leader, 有领袖的,
you know that there are leaders in the church.
所以你到他们中间, 你看不到领袖, 到底谁带头啊?
So in their midst, you don't see any leaders.
因为对这些人来讲是不可思议, 根本想不清楚,
because it's not believable. They can't understand that.
一定有人在那conduct meeting才可以。
There has to be somebody leading.
现在他们说我们要照做圣灵的引导。
But they want to have the leading of the Holy Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹, 当然他们有许多过分的地方,
of course they go to the extreme sometimes.
但是不管怎么样,
but no matter what,
你看见他们所看见的是正确的,
what they saw was accurate.
他们觉得教会在一起聚会的时候,
so when the church was gathered together,
圣灵 program everything, 圣灵带着他们经过每一部分,
the program came from the Holy Spirit.
如果圣灵没有引导他们讲话, 他们就不讲话。
If the Holy Spirit didn't lead them to speak, they would not speak.
过了40分钟,
after 40 minutes,
安静, 没有一个人讲话,
it was silent, nobody spoke.
圣灵没有给他们话,
the Holy Spirit didn't give them a word.
他们就宣布散会了。
So they said the meeting's over.
所以这个就是大家对于贵格会的印象。
So that's the impression that the Quakers give.
弟兄们不要忘记,
don't forget.
但是基本上来说,
but speaking,
他们有一个愿望,
they had a desire.
他们的意思就是要回到圣经里面。
The basic thing was for them to come back to the Bible. Because the church is inward.
不过当然那个时候他们不会用我们今天说的那么多的话,
of course, they didn't use the many words we speak.
他有那个经历,
they had that experience. But maybe they didn't have the word.
就好像谷中的弟兄们,
just like the Valdenses.
他们有经历,
they had experience.
他们也像因信称义,
and they knew justification by faith.
他们的话不多的,
but they had no words.
但是现在马丁路德可以把一套一套的话给他们,
but Martin Luther can then give them the words.
也是一样弟兄姊妹,
the same thing.
你看这一班弟兄姊妹,
these brothers and sisters,
他们为着主的缘故,
for the Lord's sake,
好像被人羞辱,
as if they were mocked by people.
他们因为尊敬神的话,
because they kept the word of God.
他们来到神的话的面前,
when they came before the word of God,
他们几乎是发抖的,
they were basically quaking,
trembling. 所以他们有人真的在聚会里面他们是发抖他们在主的话面前是非常恭敬的。
So they were very fearful and they would be trembled.
所以有人就说他们是Quakers.
And they were quaking, therefore they were called Quakers.
Quaker就是摇摆的意思。
And Quakers meaning they quaked.
所以这个贵格麦片跟这个差得很远的。
So Quaker oats is very different than that.
所以不管怎么样弟兄姊妹,
but no matter what,
这就是主所兴起的一般的弟兄。
These were raised by the Lord.
教会从外面要转到里面去。
So that the church would turn from the external to the inward.
那当然他们就受了很多很多的逼迫。
And of course they were persecuted.
那他们主要注重里面的感觉。
And they were really felt what was inside them.
他们非常注意讲良心的。
And they paid attention to the conscience.
如果圣灵没有引导他们就不做。
If the Holy Spirit didn't lead, they would not do it.
他们不是讲民主的。
They were not speaking of they will not talk about democracy.
那民主是多数胜过少数的。
Democracy, the majority rules.
但是他们不是。
But no.
当少数弟兄们有不同的意见的时候,
when the minority had a different view,
因为他们怕说可能这班少数的人他们活在主面前。
They were afraid that maybe those in the minority might live before the Lord.
所以现在不是大数的, 是少数要服从多数不是。
So it is not that the majority rules.
他们说我们祷告还不够。
They say we have to pray.
我们还不清楚。
We're not clear.
我们再等一等。
We have to wait.
他们不是大多数政府少数, 这叫做民主。
It is not majority rules. It was not a democracy.
他们让圣灵做主。
They wanted the Holy Spirit to rule.
As a master.
They wanted him to be master. So the Holy Spirit was to be a master. So when they had a business meeting, they had to wait and wait and wait. Some people tell us, if you go to a Christian graveyard, those who live the longest, you'll see, are the Quakers. Because they wait and wait and wait. They are waiting for the leading of the Holy Spirit. Let us not laugh at them. They really love the Lord. For this reason. What happened? They were persecuted. You know John Huss. He was in prison for many years. Another famous Quaker was William Penn.
那这位弟兄就是我们叫宾州, 美国的宾州, 为什么叫 Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania comes from William Penn.
Penn就是他的名字,
because Penn is his surname.
Vania是woods, 森林的意思。
Vania means the woods.
那么他就是很有名的一个贵格会的弟兄。
And he was a very famous Quaker.
他也为主坐牢啊。
And he was in prison as well.
他被关在London Tower, 伦敦塔里面。
He was in prison in the London Tower.
那就在那里面他写了一本著作, 很有名的。
And he wrote a book inside that tower.
没有十字架, 就没有冠冕。
No cross, no crown.
弟兄姊妹, 这帮人真的为主受苦。
These people indeed suffer from it.
后来欧洲待不住了。
He couldn't stay in Europe anymore. He said, let us flee to the United States. And they went to Boston.
不要忘记啊,
don't forget. All those from Boston fled from Europe. For freedom's sake. They were the followers of Calvin. They do believe in some traditions. They believe some external things. And all these brothers came. Persecuted them. Some had their ears cut off.
你如果读他们的故事的话,
if you read their stories, you will feel, why were they persecuted? Because they believed that God entrusted them something. They saw something. So John Huss and his co-workers, what did they believe? They believed that God gave them a mission. That is to go back all the way to the original condition of the church. They said there are many types of Christianity. But there is only one that goes back to the original.
What type of Christianity? 什么样的基督教?
They said, what type of Christianity?
所以他们发现,
they discovered.
有一个是 New Testament type of Christianity.
They discovered the New Testament type of Christianity. That is what they wanted to recover. They felt that the first century, there were not many external things. There should be only inward. So in their messages, they said the primitive Christian revived.
常常讲的,
they use that phrase a lot.
那么弟兄姊妹,
and they talked about the condition of Sardis as the reformation of the old church.
那忽略了恢复圣灵和圣灵的主权,
and it failed to restore the power and the authority of the Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见这是主在他们身上所做的工作。
This is what the Lord did in their lives.
那不光这样,
not only that,
因为当初这些弟兄们呢, 都是很简单的人。
These brothers were very simple.
后来来了一位弟兄,
one brother,
后来这个约翰胡斯就告诉他,
one brother told John Huss,
就希望他呢, 这个人的名字叫做巴克雷, 巴克莱,
and his name was Barclay.
This
Barclay is not the same author in the
book.
This is Robert Barclay.
This is
a very important person in Quaker. John Huss told
us,
we have been misunderstood. Please write a book, an apologetic book for us. Do you remember when Calvin was still in France? Because he was persecuted. He wrote an apologetic book. He wrote it at the age of 26. So it became one of the most important books in the Reformation. Calvin wrote that book at the age of
26.
So Barclay, when he wrote his book, he was entrusted to be able to write this book for, on behalf of the Quakers. So he wrote a book.
这本书呢，写的时候他只有27岁。
When he wrote that book, he was only 27.
我觉得教会历史里面有三本书是很重要的。
I think in church history, there are three very important books.
加文那本书大家都知道。
Calvin's book, everybody knows.
贵格会这本书也应该大家要知道。
And the book regarding the Quakers, Barclay, is very important.
否则我们不认识贵格会。
Or else we don't know who the Quakers are.
我们只知道贵格麦片。
We only know Quaker Oats.
那不止如此。
Not only that.
所以一共有三本书都是很有名的。
There are very three famous books.
还有一本书就是属灵人，你一定。
And the other book is The Spiritual Man. Watchman Nee wrote that at the age of 25.
你看25岁, 26岁, 27岁。
25 years old, 26 years old, 27 years old.
现在年轻人在哪里?
Where are the young people today?
现在25岁, 26岁, 27岁, 年轻人在哪里?
Where are the young people of 20, age 25 to 27?
他们是会用那个电脑, 他们是会用那个
They all know how to use the computer. Their computer always in front of the computer monitor. Brothers and sisters, the Lord raised these brothers to influence the church. So Robert Barclay wrote the book. And this book is like this. Very clear. The very beginning is man has fallen. We are so corrupt, we can't be more corrupt. So if we are able to see some light, it's not because we have light. It is not because in each one of us there is a spark from God. So in John Huss had difficulties with this. But Robert Barclay did not. He saw very clearly.
根据圣经,
according to the Bible, all of us are evil to the very end. And when we were rebirthed by the Holy Spirit,
所以现在呢,
now we have light.
所以他从这里给我们看见,
so from here, everything's a new creation. And that's how the book was compiled.
但是不要忘记,
Don't forget. If this book was accepted by everybody, do you remember somebody was in prison in the 17th century? We still don't understand why he was in prison. This person was Madame Guillaume. Why was Madame Guillaume in prison? We understand.
有一个委员会专门来研究到底他异端在什么地方。
There was a council that had to study where was her heresy.
然后就把他的教导就分了好多好多项。
And then they split her teachings into many different stages.
然后他说大部分的教导都是受加尔文的影响。
And they said most of her teachings came from Calvin.
换句话说就受更正教的影响。
In other words, it was influenced by the Protestants.
所以盖恩夫人坐牢,
so when Madame Guillaume was in prison, she didn't learn it from Calvin. She learned it for herself before the Lord. And she was persecuted.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
她所讲的,
what she said,
和后来 Robert Barclay 所讲是完全一样的,
what she said was exactly the same as Robert Barclay. 200 years separated them. And through 200 years, the Protestant church was influenced by this. For this reason. So they accepted the help of Madame Guillaume. The church in Rome rejected Madame Guillaume. But the brethren in England accepted her. Because Madame Guillaume was correct.
结果有一天,
so one day, another sister from the Protestant church, she was Miss Jessie Penn Lewis.
Miss Penn Lewis 有师母, 有一天她病在床上。
Miss Penn Lewis was sick one day on her bed.
结果她就读盖恩夫人的东西。
So she was reading the writings of Madame Guillaume.
然后她大受感动。
And she was touched.
她看见盖恩夫人怎么拣选十字架。
She saw how Madame Guillaume chose the cross.
她说主啊我办不到。
She said, I can't do this.
但是经过了很长的挣扎。
But through much
struggling. 所以他说我也要这个东西.
She said, I want this.
所以后来他就传十字架.
And then she preached the cross.
弟兄姊妹,
Brother and sister,
现在你看很清楚,
now very clear.
尼托圣弟兄承认他得被卢师母帮助非常非常大。
Our brother Nee actually confessed that he was helped much by Miss Penn Lewis.
史伯克弟兄也大很大的帮助。
The same with Austin Sparks.
史伯克几乎成为他的继承人。
And Sparks was almost became her successor.
后来为什么没有成为继承人呢?
Why did he not become her successor?
有两点不同的。
Because of two differences.
就是因为贵格会是不受浸也不薄饼的。
Because the Quakers did not baptize nor did they break the bread.
这他们走到极端了。
They went to an extreme.
他们不要这些东西，连主的命令也丢掉了。
They did not want. They threw away the commandment of the Lord.
那么史伯克弟兄认为我不能这样做。
But Sparks believed he could not do that.
所以史弟兄就继续往前。
So Sparks moved forward.
但他所承受的丰富。
But what he accepted, what he received, the
有一部分,
richness.
有一部分就是这个。
A portion that he received came from the Quakers. And that the richness from the Quakers came from Madame
Guillaume.
Many people were helped. Now we understand. The help that the Quakers gave us.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
虽然他们有极端的地方,
even though they sometimes they went to the extreme.
的确是开了许多人的眼睛,
but it opened up many people's eyes.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters.
教会必须是属灵的教会。
The church has to be a spiritual church.
教会是必须认识十字架的教会。
The church needs to know the cross.
如果教会没有经过十字架,
if the church did not go through the cross,
当肉体进来的时候,
when the flesh enters,
那一定是四分五裂,
then it will be divided.
所以如果我们注意外面怎么样去收拾那些分裂的情形,
if we to look at the external and see all that division,
如果我们能往深处去,
if we are to look forward,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 从外面转到里面,
if we are to turn from the outside to the inside,
结果你看见
Not only does the Lord get a spiritual individual, but he also gains a corporate spiritual.
那个属灵的团体就是教会。
And that corporate spiritual is the body.
那个影响是伯克弟兄。
And that influence Sparks.
那个影响尼托圣弟兄。
That influence Brother Nee.
当我们看他们的历史的时候,
when we see their history,
你回过头来看,
when you turn back,
费拉铁菲所有的丰富,
all the richness of Philadelphia,
很多都是承受前面的人走过的丰富,
it is because of inheriting the fullness and richness of those before us.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这些贵格的弟兄们,
these Quakers,
他们不肯让外面的东西污染他们。
They did not allow the outside things to contaminate them.
他们穿白衣与基督同行。
They wore their white garments and walked with the Lord.
虽然他们为主寻道,
even though they martyred for the Lord,
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
圣徒的血乃是教会的种子。
The blood of the saints is the seed of the church.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
因着这个缘故,
for this reason, maybe it was not completely blossomed among the Quakers.
但到了后面的时候,
but at the end,
当我们得着他们帮助的时候,
after we have been helped by them,
我们对教会应该更清楚,
we are more clear regarding the church.
所以感谢主弟兄,
thank the Lord.
这就是在撒迪的胜者。
These are the overcomers in Sardis.
感谢主, 我们知道整个腓拉铁菲,
all of Philadelphia,
就承受了推亚推拉和撒迪里面的圣者那些的丰富,
has inherited the richness from Sardis and Thyatira, the overcomers there.
但愿我们为着这些来感谢他。
May we thank the Lord for all of this.
我们低头简单的祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we want to thank you.
如果你觉得好，使用这些话。
If you find useful, please use these words.
特别为着我们在座的年轻人。
Especially for our youth.
给我们看见这里有一条路可以走。
Show us that we have a way.
你没有把我们留在黑暗里面。
You have not left us in darkness.
你没有把我们留在混乱的里面。
You have not left us in confusion.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
但愿这一次,
at this time,
我们真的看见你要我们所看见。
May we truly see what you want us to see.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
Pray this in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.